Listen, we're talking about what bad habits you picked up again. Our very own JD's starting to smoke cigs again. It's gross.
It's not cigarettes. They're Black and Milds. I was inspired by Peaky Blinders because they smoke in every scene. And yes, I did have one at Sienna's Carne Asada. Ugh.
And you shouldn't have brought them.
I do have to finish the pack at least.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't really have to.
Yes, I do. By the way, it should be a habit that I need to kick because they're $9.
Jeez. That alone.
Yeah.
Like, here's $9 to help kill me. All right. 833-730-6377. What bad habit has came back again? We got Chris Phoenix on the line. Chris, what's yours?
The Monster juices, Monster energy drinks.
Oof, Chris.
These energy drinks are just not good for, I mean, how much do you consume of these things?
Like one or two a week.
One or two a week? That's not too crazy.
They're going to say a day for a second.
It's just like, it's like the amount I buy. And then once my friends see it, they're like, how many do you have? I'm like, I'd be like eight, but I'm not drinking them all at once.
You're not having one or two a week. I know you're having more than that because as someone who drank a lot of energy drinks, you don't have one or two a week. It's either part of your daily habit.
Dialing back, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Dialing back.
See?
As of today, you're trying to dial back.
He's weaning himself off.
Yeah, you big wiener. the people that wake up and down an energy drink to get their day started, that's diabolical. You should not start your day off with an energy drink.
Yeah, drink water first, please, for the love of God.
Oh, no, that's the thing I've been doing is just water, and then once the board gets going, I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of boost, and I'll sip on it the rest of the day. But it's like I'm chasing with water, and then, I'll have my one, and I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, water. I had a friend that was addicted to energy drinks. It got so bad. They had to go to the doctors, and they had, like, an irregular heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And the doctor's like, yeah, what's your diet looking like? And they explained it. They're like, yeah, you gotta wean off these energy drinks. You can't be drinking three of these a day. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's how my husband got his kidney stones. He would drink, this is disgusting, by the way, the Mountain Dew energy drinks. Disgusting.
What?
Yes. He would just grab those because he was in college, so he was grabbing those, working Foot Locker, T-Mobile, all those jobs.
Uh-huh.
And so he would rip those. And I'm like, first of all, Mountain Dew energy drink is crazy. But yeah, that's how he was getting kidney stones.
I didn't even know Mountain Dew had an energy drink.
I didn't either, and that's way worse than smoking, so I feel so much better with my life.
That's a liquid cigarette right there.
Yeah,
it's a fridge cigarette.
I don't know. You're sad thing that the worst is meth, obviously. Then second is the cigs that JD is just smoking. And then Mountain Dew energy drinks. Okay, what's your poison? Is it Monster energy drink solely, or is it any energy drink?
Just the Monsters.
The Monsters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually they try to, tell you that Celsius's are better for you. I know a lot of people started by using that as a pre-workout. Then all of a sudden it turned into an energy drink. I mean, I guess my wonder is what do you do for work? Because a lot of the times, I took energy drinks all the time when I did overnights.
I'm a cook.
Oh, those are long hours.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be alert. I get it.
What could substitute? Because let's talk this out, y'all. All right, with JD's situation, I hate that he smokes cigs, and please don't ever. I'll just pull it right out of your mouth and just stomp on it.
No, I would. No, you will
you,
not.
You will see me do that.
You are not my father. You will not touch me.
You will call me daddy. What can substitute smoking, because we know about the nicotine gum, but you're doing it almost as a cool factor, JD. Like,
I know it's so pathetic, but when I just like puffed out the smoke the first time, I was like, oh, I kind of missed
it. But you think that's cool.
I think that's cool. I'm not endorsing it, and I don't want people to do
Let's ask the woman of the room, what's cooler than smoking cigarettes, Sienna? If you saw a gentleman cross the way, and let's just play the role here, you're single. A guy across from you, good-looking guy, he's all right-looking, smoking a cig or doing what? Like, JD must think that a girl's going to stare at him while he's walking his dog smoking a cig.
I get it.
What would be cooler than that?
I get it, man.
Skateboarding comes to mind.
Rollerblading.
Not rollerblading. Not while your dog pulls you, no.
JD, also, don't smoke your Black and Wilds while rollerblading with ankle socks.
Hey, with your dog pulling you.
I'm unpredictable, man. I'm my own character.
Go shred. Go skateboard.
Go pop an ollie. Not
go
Molly.
Wax your board.
That's a lot cooler, kids, than smoking cigs.
Changing your bike chain or something is way cooler than smoking, kids.
I agree, dude. I agree.
All right, now with Chris with the energy drinks. You know, people don't know this, but it's actual factual. Caffeine is a drug.
Yes.
People are addicted. Yeah. But I don't think you would be judged as highly, Chris, if you just drank a cup of coffee than energy drinks.
Yeah, I mean, with coffee, because I used to drink it as a teenager, too, I would crash hard.
I get it.
I had, like, a major headache.
Oh.
I need that boost, like, every once in a while. You know, being a cook, like.
That's a stressful job.
Dude, I don't shame you, man.
I can't imagine.
At the end of the day, you got to get sleep. And you have to maybe just exercise, maybe try to find ways to get more energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been taking walks.
Walk your ass to the store and get a Dasani water instead of that damn energy drink. I don't know, man. These things, there has to be an alternative. I know it's easier said than done. I can't believe JD smoking cigarettes. Yeah. That's just crazy.
They're not cigarettes. It's Black
Same
and Mild.
Thing.
It's not. It's a cigar.
Is it nicotine?
Cigar light? Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
It is packaged differently.
Well, then say what it is and be factual. It's not cigarettes. I'm not
Well, if this guy
Marlboro.
Said he drank Monsters and Red Bull because it's different packaging, is it different?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's different. One has a pipe at the end of it. The other is just raw dogging.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say that you're smoking nicotine.
I am smoking nicotine. It's bad.
It's bad.
I know, but it looks...
Are you looking at your nails because you have, like, tobacco in there now?
No, I'm just anxious.
Will you
stop analyzing me right now?
You're disgusting,
Chris.
Shady.
Sienna leaning. Are his teeth turning yellow with his nicotine?
Oh, no, that might be it. If I think the worst thoughts.
You know, smoker's breath.
I know it's getting all over my clothes, too. Everything smokes. Yeah.
Oakland would be so disappointed.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad, he used to smoke cigars and he stopped.
My dad used to smoke Newports. I can still smell it. It's gross. Sienna, who's worse? This guy that's chugging Monster drinks or JD, the smoker toker over here?
Smoker toker over here, especially because he left him in my front yard. So I had to deal
with Chris,
him.
You're off the board. JD's worse than you, so you're fine.
So you're fine. You dial back.
Yeah.
JD's dialing on. Yeah. So.
You dial back because that's a lie, bro. You are lying to us 1 to 2 a week. You better stop that.
Okay. Well, let's wean off a little bit. We know you have a stressful job. Maybe if you're doing 5, take it down to 3, and then in the following week, 2, and then maybe you balance out maybe a cup of coffee, black coffee, instead of this energy drink. There's so much sugar in those things, man. My goodness.
Yeah.
Don't stroke out on us, all right?
Don't do it, brother.
All right. I definitely won't.
We love you, Chris.
Love you, Chris.
Love you guys, too.
My guy. Okay, 833-730-6377. What is the bad habit you picked up again? We're taking more of your phone calls up next.